I'm still the commissioner, and I will make sure that we are going to be fair and go after everybody in an equal way.
Is just an attempt to bring an income tax to the state of New Hampshire. And if the people don't have a voice in the true meaning of this hearing, then all is lost for the New Hampshire advantage is gone.
And that's exactly what we've done. We've whittled away at the New Hampshire advantage. It's been happening, and it will continue to happen if we let them, which is why it's very important for as many people to show up tomorrow night at the public hearing at Plymouth State University. And but, you know, the commissioner will tell you that he's not there to debate the merits of the law. He's there to implement the rules and find the way to make it happen. He is technically correct. However, I do see where the frustration is, because the public was never given the chance to speak about whether there is any merit to having this law or not. And the thing is, there's still a lot of unanswered questions. It came up as recently as yesterday. What is reasonable compensation? To which I told the caller, I don't have an answer for you because they haven't defined it. Seek and ye shall find, because now we do have some more information to pass along to you as to what reasonable compensation is going to be. Andy Sanborn, owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill on South Main Street in Concord, as well as co-founder of StopTheLLCTax.com. You're back on Bulldog Live. How are you today, Andy?
Hey, Brian, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. And J-Dog, thanks. See you in the other room.
Yes, he is. He's quite busy in there. He's got a little gallery going.
Fantastic.
All right. So, where do we begin?
It's amazing. Where do we begin? You know, part of the challenge, as you mentioned, was that we haven't really been able to understand how these two perfect storms have come together. Reasonable compensation. You're hearing us all talk about that pretty regularly, mm-hmm. and how that affects this new combined 13.5% income tax on our businesses. Well, you know, I think, you know, as much as we've wanted some clarity to it, we might not have wanted to see what we actually got yesterday.
Be careful what you wish for. You might get it.
Be careful for what you wish for. So, you know, the commissioner of DRA asked the legislature to file a bill. And that bill's number is HB 1607. In HB 1607, they're actually now defining what reasonable compensation is in the rules and criteria around how it can be affected. And there's a number of things which are just truly dramatically challenging to all of us small business owners. You know, let's start with the first one. First, you know, we've always had a statement about how the LLC tax is going to affect LLCs, partnerships, and professional organizations. Mm-hmm. Well, today I'm here to tell you that, you know, they wanted to make sure they included everybody in this, so they're also applying reasonable compensation to sole proprietorships.
Whoa, you got my attention on that one.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, our state wants to make sure that we're taxing everybody, and we're not going to let anyone off the hook. So essentially, there's four things about reasonable compensation in this bill. And again, let's let everyone know. Public hearing, January 14th, next Thursday, mm-hmm. 9 a.m., room 201. If you are a small business owner, if you own an LLC, a partnership, a professional organization, or today, a sole proprietorship, and you're concerned with your capacity of how much money the state of New Hampshire believes you should be paying yourself as reasonable compensation, I ask every single one of you to show up at this hearing. So let's talk about some of the conditions.
I'm still picking my mouth up off the floor with the sole proprietorship, because it's interesting, because the joke was, oh, who's next, right? Well, now they are next.
Absolutely.
We've been warning. And don't forget, too, corporations, who some corporations, they've tried, the politicians have tried to create this wedge between corporations and LLCs. Well, they pay this tax and they don't. Well, corporations pay different federal income taxes, too, but and at a much lower level for their maximum tax rate. But, you know, the corporations are also going to be paying this tax on refinancing as well.
That I'm not aware of. I have not seen that.
That came out about a week ago.
Really?
I'll give you some information on that one.
Oh, great. Here comes another tax, everyone.
Yeah. The tax on refinancing that would affect, the LLCs and partnerships is now going to affect corporations, too.
And I have not seen or heard of any public hearing on that.
There is no public hearing on that. There never will be.
Public hearings, they're overrated.
we'll stick them out into the hinterland.
Right. I mean, who really wants to know what's happening to your tax dollars? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first thing that's so alarming about this new reasonable compensation bill is the fact that the state of New Hampshire has now come out and essentially said, we look at a threshold for small businesses of $50,000. Now, we're not saying $50,000 per person within the entity. I mean,
per business owner, partners.
Right. I mean, you think about that pizza shop where you have the father and two sons operating a couple locations. It's not a $50,000 exclusion for each of the father and sons. This is a total for the company. So essentially,
holy
our state
cows.
Of New Hampshire is suggesting that if a company is compensating at a level higher than $50,000 in total, it could be unreasonable.
So let's say the local pizza shop, father, three sons, and they have, $50,000, four divided into 50, whatever that turns up to be, just a little over $12,000, I'll say, each. Can you live off of $12,000 a year?
Exactly. Of course you can't. So the state is saying if you make over $50,000 in that or under $50,000, we're not going to really question you on that. But at $50,001, now we talk about that whole closing the loophole, which has been so passed around. The state of New Hampshire is now saying at $50,001, we're going to put you into that loophole that traditionally they've kind of skirted around the state and saying, don't worry about it. We're only going after the big businesses. Well, in New Hampshire today, $50,001 makes you big. Mm-hmm. So the burden of proof on this, and don't get me wrong, owners of these companies can pay themselves over $50,000.
They're just going to pay the tax on what's over $50,000.
Well, if the Department of Revenue Administration comes in and says, we want to audit you, you have to prove to them that the amount of money you're paying yourself is reasonable compensation.
So the burden of proof is now on the business owner.
100%, which is ironic in tax law because traditionally when you look at tax law, they create a rule. And everyone kind of needs to look into the same mirror, both the people who are trying to apply the tax and those who are trying to defend against paying the tax. And everyone knows where the rule is and what it is, and you're on one side or the other. In this case, the state is saying there's a 100% burden of proof on the small business owner to prove to the state of New Hampshire that they're not overcompensating themselves.
The IRS doesn't even do this.
Exactly. The IRS doesn't even work at this threshold. So if this isn't bad enough,
there's more.
And today, for $19.99, you can also get, the second and to me more troubling part of this is that the state of New Hampshire is now going after what we call operational loss carryforwards. Let me give you an example of that. Say you're operating in Manchester, New Hampshire, down in the high tech section in the mill yard, and you've got this great idea to build this phenomenal little product. So you make the decision, you're going to have to invest, pick whatever number you want, 10,000, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of dollars to developing this new technology or this new product. So 3 years later, you get the product, you bring it to market. Now, the federal government, and traditionally, you've been allowed to look at all the losses you have incurred before you started making money and apply your gains against all those losses. I mean, think all of us that are small business owners understand all the years that we've spent eating Raymond Pride noodles and sleeping on the floor to be successful. I mean, we have made those investments in our company. Well, the state of New Hampshire today is saying we will no longer allow a company to not make money on paper, and we will no longer allow you the ability to offset your losses with the compensation you're making now that you're creating a product. Now, the ramifications for that—
This is contrary to what the IRS currently allows you to do.
On the federal government side.
Yes, on the federal government side. So we're going to have parallel tax laws, which I was talking with Don Gobin in the last hour from the Grantham Chamber of Commerce, who, by the way, is joining you because you guys are going to be doing a thing together, which we'll mention again for the benefit of our listeners who did not catch it in the last hour. You're going to have to keep two sets of tax records. One for the state and one for the feds.
And not to mention, as we talk—
At different rates, at different scales, at different definitions.
Right, and not to mention that whole burden of proof thing comes down. Think of the paperwork that all of these small companies and we're talking any company that makes over $50,000, $50,001 creates a burden of justifying your existence financially to the state of New Hampshire. I mean, it's overwhelmingly.
And this is per business. It doesn't matter if you are a lawyer. It doesn't matter if you're a real estate agent or a plumber or a website developer or even a printing company or a single person printing company.
Right. And it doesn't matter if you're
or a tent maker or a tent renter
or a tent renter or a restaurant. It doesn't make a difference if you're doing $100,000 a year in business or $100 million a year in business. $50,001 puts you into a category with the Department of Revenue Administration that they can come in and say, we believe you're overcompensating yourself, and you need to prove to us that you're not.
1-866-823-1077. Andy Sanborn, owner of the Draft Sports Bar and Grill. StopTheLLCTax.com. He's co-founder of that as well, which has gathered more than 2,000 signatures and still collecting signatures right now. It's an online petition where you can make your voice heard. You can read other people's comments on that as well. We'll continue the conversation. We'll talk with him. We'll talk with Don Gobin from the Grantham Area Chamber of Commerce, who will be holding a Stop the LLC Tax Forum. We'll give you that information. We'll also repeat when the public hearing on this reasonable compensation is coming up. That and your calls, 1-866-823-1077 on Bulldog Live on the Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.